Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of August 2017, and this is the 635th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just at the foot of the reserve, the Knocklofty Reserve. It's morning, it's about 8:30. And I thought I would bring you on my walk. Strangely, between the cafe and this beginning of the reserve, which is a road called Poets Road, I kept bumping into people. I felt as if my life was unfolding before me, that I had actually lived here for quite a long time. It reminds me of when, after my mother died and I went back to the village where we'd lived she had lived for 50 years, I hadn't lived there for that long, how everybody remembered her, and I feel as if I've somehow kind of come into the same situation where there are a lot of people around. I know, I mean, this is not so much a village as a suburb, but it is, has its own atmosphere, its own community. So I was walking up and I bumped into a poet, appropriately, who was telling me about a bronzewing that had just walked beside her, and also a couple of currawongs that are nesting up at what I call Pram Bend, because a friend and I found an abandoned pram up there. So I'm going to have a look at those. Later, I bumped into her partner, who was carrying twigs for their wood stove. It is colder than I expected today, because, well, it's supposed to be 15 today and 17 tomorrow, but I think I expected it to be immediately warmer, and it's not. In fact, I shall put on some gloves when I've stopped podcasting. So after going past them and the partner with twigs, who is a graphic designer and with whom I once worked on an exhibition in the insane asylum, it was an exhibition of experiences people had there a long, long time ago. It must have been all about 18 years ago. And then I wandered a bit further and saw an artist with his two children. His children's aunt, so to speak, is my fellow tower captain in the bell tower. So it is a small place where everyone seems to be fairly interconnected. So now I'm hoping to have a little bit of time without bumping into people. When I spoke to you yesterday, I was feeling a bit sort of fuzzy around nobody coming to my cave, and talking about how my energy had just dissipated when I realised I wasn't going to be working with other people, and I must mark that. But I am happy to say that I did go and get something to eat, and at 6 o'clock I was sitting at my table again, And I worked through until about 8:30. So I did actually manage it without them there. And so I'm feeling really pleased that that was possible. I don't want to think that I'm completely dependent on other people working with me to get anything done. Especially weird when I'm actually quite a solitary sort of person. Ooh, maybe I'm not quite as fit as I have been, or maybe it's just that there's a bit of a dampness in the air which we haven't had for a while, and I always find it a little bit harder to walk in. I don't know if you can hear, but there are different birds in the sky. This morning I saw some black cockatoos flying overhead. They're not usually around in the winter. I'm nearly at Pram Bend, so I might see if I can see these currawongs without disturbing them. I just realised I've got my reading glasses on, which they're not going to be very good for bird watching, are they? The poet I was speaking to has such an eye for birds. She's the one who found the frog mouths. I can't see any movement. And I must say, without my proper glasses, movement would be all I'd be able to see. I'm sure she would see them. That's a bit more familiar, that sound of seagulls. Seagulls who are actually coming up, not so much from the sea as from the tip, the other side of the hill. One of the things I'm thinking about at the moment is this preparation for the Surge retreat in September, and the idea that it would be really nice to have my house in some sort of order for when that happens. And that in order for that to happen, I really need to think of it now and start doing something towards it. It's not something I can just quickly do at the end, especially if I want to cook for it. So I think one of the things I'm going to do today is to do a kind of plan of different rooms, and also brainstorm all the things that I do want to have done and give them a bit of a priority, because it's unlikely that it'll all happen. when I say priority, I think I'll just pick some things from the brainstorm and then plan them. I think that would be a really good thing, because at the moment I have that feeling that any time I'm not spending on writing or working on the novel in some way is wasted time. And I want to get away from that. It's so weird. Some of the time, when I'm finding it really difficult, I procrastinate like mad. And then when something like today happens, you know, this not today, but this involvement in the novel, I find it hard to do anything else. Somebody's just coming. Morning. I'm just going to go to the lookout for a little bit to let him get ahead of me. So with this in mind, this idea of preparing, if I can somehow influence my thinking in that the preparing the house is building into having a good retreat, a retreat into writing. No, retreat's not quite the right word. Retreat from the world, but a big concentration on writing. So I shall just put that down somewhere and hope that it percolates and feeds in and does its stuff, works on me at a number of different levels. I think it's going to be quite a busy morning up here. I can hear voices again, so I am going to go back up the higher track of the lower loop. I haven't been up and over the top for quite a long time now. And I think part of it is, again, this desire to be writing rather than sort of being aware that I'm not writing when I'm not writing. It makes it harder to be in the moment when I'm walking. I wonder how you manage yourself with this, either being driven or being completely undriven, whether you have some sort of happy medium. Or whether it's important to pendulate between the two states, but perhaps not quite as extremely as I seem to. I think perhaps if it was completely static, that wouldn't really work either. See a hole that looks like something someone would live in. Someone small, like a mole actually. I wonder what it is. I think I might even go up and investigate. It's quite a strange hole. It's quite big. Oh, I've just noticed that there's a shelter up here too. Oh no, it's a natural shelter. But maybe people stay here. I can't see anything inside it. Oh, it's quite a long way down. I can see that I'm going to have to get my other glasses out. So I shall say goodbye to you now. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.